American soap opera fans are still mourning the demise of All My Children. While in Brazil, telenovela fans are mourning the end of the road for Cordel Encantado. It told the saga of a European noble family and its exile in northeastern Brazil. The personal dramas play out against a backdrop inspired by a century-old form of Brazilian poetry called Literatura de Cordel. Reporter Bruce Wallace gives us a crash course in Cordel.
So stop me if you've heard this one. Once upon a time, a young man fell helplessly in love with a very lovely young woman. The young woman was also very unavailable, because her father kept her stashed away at home under lock and key. But the boy wasn't easily deterred. He engages an engineer to craft a mechanical peacock, and uses the peacock to spring the young woman and carry her off to a distant land. They live happily ever after. Here's that story, called O Poval Misterioso, or The Mysterious Peacock, being told in verse in an open-air market in Brazil. The Mysterious Peacock is a well-known example of Literatura de Cordel. Cordel descended from oral poetry native to the Iberian Peninsula and took root in the backlands of northeastern Brazil. In the late 19th century, these poems started to be printed in small books made of ragged paper and ornamented with whimsical woodblock illustrations on their covers. They were sold at open-air market stalls, hung from pieces of cord for display. Cordel means cord or string. To entice buyers, poets and vendors would perform pieces of Cordel stories for the market crowds. The poems have six-verse stanzas and usually follow a simple rhyme scheme. And their subject matter is broad. There are Cordel that tell medieval legends, ones that have Jesus and St. Peter walking through Brazilian villages, and ones about 9/11 and the Iraq War. Many relate and comment on local and national news. Gonçalo Ferreira da Silva started writing Cordels in the 1970s. At last count, he had written somewhere around 300. I met him recently at a conference about Cordel at the Library of Congress in D.C. To illustrate Cordel's importance as a news source, he told me about the 1954 suicide of Brazilian President Getúlio Vargas. He says that when papers with news of Vargas' suicide reached northeastern Brazil, people there insisted it couldn't be true. They said they'd only believe it if they read about it in a Cordel. It took Candace Slater a while to understand the hold Cordel had on people. Slater's a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, and wrote an authoritative book about Cordel called Stories on a String. She started researching Cordels in the 1970s because she knew they had inspired so many of Brazil's major literary figures. At first, she was underwhelmed.
I couldn't quite understand what the big excitement was. You know, all the stories seemed sort of like to me, and they seemed sort of like fairy tales. I felt kind of guilty about this, but I thought I'd better find out why this was so important.
She found an answer in stories like The Monstrous Kidnapping of Sargino. This one tells the true tale of the kidnapping and murder of a young boy in a sleepy town in northeastern Brazil. Cordel, Slater says, provides order and explanations for some of life's more gruesome realities.
And it's so important because it makes sense of the world. It's so important because it repeats in a language that people can understand and identify with, right? Gives reasons for the way things should be. And it makes wondrous, because it's poetry, things that otherwise would simply be hard, cold, depressing prose.
Cordels have had an influence on Brazilian culture far beyond the thin pages of their chapbooks. Aside from inspiring some of those literary figures that got Candace Slater interested in Cordels in the first place, they also have always had a close relationship with Brazilian music. Many Cordel writers are also singers and songwriters, and many classic Brazilian songs draw on Cordel stories. The contemporary group Cordel de Fogo Encantado referenced the tradition in their name and in their lyrical songs. And there is, of course, the just-finished telenovela with a very similar name, Cordel Encantado. Its setting, a magical, imagined version of Brazil's northeastern backlands, is straight out of Cordel. There are more direct references to Cordel in the telenovela, too. In this scene, crowds at a sumptuously lit open-air market gather around a circle of Cordel poets, our friend Gonçalo Ferreira da Silva among them. The poets recite, in typical Cordel meter and rhyme, a summary of some of the show's salient plot points. Candace Slater thinks it makes sense that the world conjured in Cordel still captures Brazil's imagination. She says that, as Brazil races forward as a major world power, Cordell's picture of Northeastern culture holds some appeal.
It's a kind of culture that on one hand people are really happy is gone, in the sense of it was very unjust, it was very poor, it was deeply troubling in the sense of inequalities. But it's not surprising that at a time of great change and a certain anxiety about what will Brazil be, you know, as a world economic power, the whole idea of this magical kingdom in the far-off backlands, right, where things supposedly haven't changed, is a lot more intriguing.
Nunca os dois mais se largaram. A isso se chama amor.
And, of course, the story of Brazil's rise to economic superpower is sure to be told, retold, and commented on in Cordell Verses for years to come. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.